Welcome to the Radioactive Podcast. I'm Aliyah Misaliar. Today we're going through the mind of a teenager with anxiety. Radioactive Maya Kahns walks us through a day of her life as she deals with both balancing high school and anxiety.
I'm 18 years old and I have a condition where I'm very hyper aware of things. I have ADHD and anxiety, so my attention span is very limited.
And Maya?
Here.
Anxiety? I'm not really sure what it is.
If the null is true, where do I center this distribution?
But I know the feeling. Anxiety is not something that can be explained or described to the point where people who don't have anxiety will understand.
Did I understand it?
Did you understand
some parts?
You just said that you knew what was wrong.
It's like you're dripping down sweat, even if you're not, but it feels like it, and you're just like, you're overheating, you have 110 degree fever, and your heart will not stop pounding. And you try to calm down, but then you start shaking.
Whoa. It's getting darker.
Oh, does Market Street make you anxious?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I bet you hate downtown.
It's okay, we'll go back.
Yeah,
I've had enough.
Yeah.
I'm very hyper aware. Certain noises, certain tastes, certain touches, certain smells. It's like 10 times for the touch, the taste, the smell. It's like 10 times more for me. Dear anxiety, this week I recorded myself during a typical day at school. I picked times to record when I knew I'd feel anxious. Every day I drive to school, but on Wednesdays, my mom gives me a ride. She loves listening to the radio, meaning I get to start my day listening about some scandal or allegations or something about deaths that happened.
What?
This is why his approval rating has gone up.
Can I change it?
Can I just listen to this?
Not my ideal morning. And as I walk up to the school doors, I pass a huge deserted alleyway, and the smell of weed fills my nose.
Okay, creepy alleyway. Smells like cigarettes. Stinks.
Then I walk through the halls to math class. My teacher talks for the whole hour. I can't focus for that long.
25% of them are orange? We believe it's more.
I never really know what's going on. It's frustrating.
And that's all I have for you.
And every day at lunch, I wait for my friends in the library, where there is no phone service or Wi-Fi, tapping my fingers nervously.
Right now, I'm just waiting for my friend.
For most people, it's not a problem to wait for someone. But for me, I never know if they'll show up or not. And the fact that I don't have service to be able to communicate with my friends, it's kind of like that feeling of being stood up. It's nerve-wracking. But when they do show,
here's Riley.
I feel so relieved. And every day, I have to go all the way downstairs to get my medication before eating. I hate this because sometimes the nurse isn't even there, so I have to walk all the way back to the main office to get my spare medicine, which wastes my lunchtime. Not only that, I then have to buy some flavored drink so that I don't have to taste my medicine. Or worse, have heartburn for the rest of the day because I didn't eat or drink anything. Hear this? It's pretty quiet, right? This is my fourth period, which is my literature analysis class. I'm working on an essay due the night of. It's so peaceful. Until people get up to go to the bathroom. Of course, I sit close to the door, so the noise disrupts my train of thought. It makes me so angry How hard is it to softly close a door? There are different names for anxiety. So there's fear anxiety, frustration anxiety, which I usually get during my Spanish class, especially today.
Okay. Least favorite class, here's why.
My teacher had us all play a Jeopardy game where she would ask us a question in Spanish and we'd hit the table once we knew the answer, kind of like the buzzer, you know? At least, I'm pretty sure that's what we were doing. But again, the directions were in Spanish. Okay. It's kind of like nails on a chalkboard. But it's like that kind of really disgusting sound. Yeah. And you just want to tear your eardrums out or pull your eyes out or something. It's kind of like that. It's exhausting. There's also just a total, like, mental breakdown anxiety, which, like, you just lose it. Like, it's just too much. You need fresh air. It's like that. Like, sometimes I go blind if it gets to the point where I am very, very nervous and having an anxiety attack. And the worst part is like, what do you do from there? Because people aren't going to be like, oh, everyone, let's stop because blah is having some anxiety attack. It's going to be like, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you answering? Listen to me. Look at me. Like, sometimes I just keep thinking about how terrible my day was, how angry, how irritating people are, how... But then I think about how happy I am. I think about the good times that happened in my day. Because I do have fun, even in situations where I usually feel anxious.
Oh my God, my window's gonna be right next to them.
The thing is...
We know because we aren't playing any music, so it's weird.
I think everyone has that feeling of anxiety at one point or another.
Maya, you have a child lock on.
No, I don't.
They just don't have it as long as I do.
No, now you locked your right.
Maybe someday people will understand.
Not that.
Yes.
And be okay with it. So, what next? For Radioactive, this is Maya Kahns.